Hello.
I got you.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, not to try to jinx you, but the last two games, you guys have not issued any walks. Is this something that you were talking with the production guy? I know you guys. Is this something that you know working very hard on, and how important it is?
Yeah. We always talk about walks and the importance of keeping base runners off the bases, especially with free passes. So, that's an area that we know we need to improve in, and I think over the last couple of games we've done a nice job with that as a staff.
This is tangentially injury related, but as of right now, are you expecting that Frankie will make his next start or will not make his next turn? Will you skip his next turn?
Frankie will not make his next start right now, which would be Saturday.
With the update, are you just going to keep everybody on turn, or are you guys thinking of
Collins? We're still in the process of determining what direction we want to go.
Yeah, he's over here. Have a little bit of a wood injury. He saw very smiling Danny Jimenez today. Without saying, talking about the injury. Do you believe he will start in a rehab session soon?
We have not talked about a rehab session outside of the fact that he's doing a throwing program. So it's just one day at a time and seeing how these guys recover, especially for Danny, seeing how he recovers from the initial stages of his throwing program, so day by day.
How much has personal accountability gone into what has transpired with Lou Trevino in terms of the way he's throwing now? I mean, just covering him for a few years now, and last year, I mean, even through, he had some really rough games, yet he would come to a Zoom call, which would be real easy to avoid for any player, you know, in that situation. He still did it. And he still seems to, the way he's throwing now and the way he was throwing earlier, how much accountability played into that in terms of heat?
I don't know if necessarily the accountability of when you don't perform, and I think it's just you kind of self-reflect on what can you do to change things. Lou's always looking for ways to get better. So the accountability in terms of like standing up and being there to answer questions, that speaks for his character, and Lou's a stand-up guy, and so for Lou, the failures, that he's gone through, he's obviously learned and grown from those, and is in a good mindset to come back out, close a game last night against a good lineup. He's continuing to evolve and continuing to grind for success, which says a lot about who he is.
I mean, it's one thing to say, you have a short memory, but another thing to actually have one. Is that?
I think the most successful people in this game have very short-term memories. And that's part of the maturation process for a lot of players. You go through a lot of failure. You get here, and the hardest thing to do is to stay here. It's easier to get here than to stay here. Part of that is that mental challenge of letting, the constant everyday 0-for-4s weigh you down and carry it forward, and then the next thing you're in AAA fighting to get back here. So.
I feel like you guys are just acclimating to this end of 16 days. But it seems like at least the last few times, kind of a stronger stretch for a long period of time.
Yeah, now that you mention it, it is the 16th day in a row. We've grinded through this stretch. I think we have one more stretch of 16 or some to ending in August. But, overall, I think the guys have handled this stretch pretty well. The 10-day road trip was long. It does feel good to be home. For the most part, I think we've played pretty good baseball through the stretch.
More guys, a little bit off the top question, and just make sure that that Ken is here. When I mention the name Ken Korak, what comes to your mind?
A's broadcast. Been a part of this team since I can remember. It also comes to mind that he's a pretty decent golfer, you know. And then I get to talk to him, you know, first game at Erie Homestead.
What have you learned about Ken, if anything, that you didn't know previous, now that you're the manager doing a show with him?
You know, just, I think, the humility for the, you know, position he's in and the length of time that he's been doing this. You know, he's still very humble in terms of the questions that he could be asking me and grinding me on. So, yeah, I appreciate that. You know, I think for Sky, you know, he's had so much success in AAA that I think, you know, maybe he puts a little bit more pressure on himself to come here and really succeed out of the gate. So, you know, overall, I think his at-bats have been good. They've been solid. Defensively, he's had some tough plays that you know, he hasn't been able to make. But those aren't, you know, plays that are made by many. He's got, you know, he's got his chances out there. He's making the plays that we need him to make. So far, I think he's done a decent job.
The Pinder to Allen relay last night, the play that Allen made is not your basic relay that you see every guy doing. Is that, how much of that is preparation on his part, and how much is just the ball?
Yeah, it's baseball instinct. Spoke briefly about it last night in the post game. Completely forgot about the play when Matt asked me about it to start the interview. But for that particular play, it's a baseball play in terms of Pinder going to second to try to get the backside runner. Pretty aggressive move on the base coach's part to send a runner when he could have bases loaded with one out and probably most likely a pinch hitter on deck in Gurriel. So it worked out on our part, and it was a good heads-up play by Nick to just spin and have the awareness that someone might be, you know, trying to go home on this relay to second. And you know, great throw online, and got us a huge out. So it was a big play in the game.
What kind of reports you getting out of Las Vegas of the improvements of Pache's ahead?
It's been too short to assess Pache's performance in Vegas right now. I know the first two games, I think he went well. I think I read maybe two nights ago on the injury report was listed as maybe a tight hamstring. So look at that, Manoah. I'm keeping up on that. That's pretty good.
Martin, nothing?
Nah. All right, I'm gonna go have something to eat.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, guys.